I'm Jeff Phelps.
It's a place Rewind to go. Function.
He's Andy Baskin.
You know what else, Jeff? You can follow us on YouTube, too. Do you know that?
Tell me the whole thing, Andy.
You know, you probably can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app, as you just said, or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, Jeff, you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. That's right. 92.3 The Fan, YouTube, and you.
Chris, last thing I asked Chris, and I've been wondering about this. Because the Cavaliers, I won't say are standing pat. Obviously, they made a trade. But they're appear to be standing pat with their core four, right? That's the thought.
Talk to me in a day. Talk to me in 2 days.
How about in 2 months? You never know.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's going to percolate a little
bit. But the Boston Celtics, also in the same situation financially, with the addition of a guy, one of their key guy, out for probably most of the season, if not the entire season coming up, with a torn Achilles, decided to go a different direction. And that was to trade off key pieces and get themselves in a better financial situation. Cavs apparently not doing that. And I wonder if there comes a point, because the penalties are so severe for teams that go over. And it's not just the penalties. It's the, as you've hammered on this, Andy, it's the inability to do stuff. You know, that's one of the things that makes this so tough, the inability to do things, to make moves. And the Cavs were able to pull off a player-for-player trade. Well done. Seriously, well done. That's a good thing. If it, you think it helps your team, and I think it does.
Yeah, it's not a major. I don't think this ball move is a major move. Do you? I think.
No, it's the type of tweak. It's the type of tweak, and right. Chris used the word that I use. He's a better fit on the roster than Isaac Okoro.
I agree with that too. I think we both do.
You don't have a guy who does a Lonzo Ball type of game on this roster. Well, now you do, and you got rid of a guy whose game has been benched by this team. So it worked.
What's the bigger part of the deal? The fact that they can take Isaac Okoro off the books, or the fact that they bring Ball in and he might actually be able to help?
No, I don't think it's Okoro off the books. I don't think this is a financial move. I think this was straight, hey, this guy has a skill set that's different than this skill set, and we need this one more than we need that one now.
So I'm just looking at Spotrac right now, and this is for next season. I don't know if this changes in the next couple days or not, but Boston still is minus 20 million in space under the second apron. Phoenix is 11.4 million away from having any space. Cavaliers are 10 million away from having any space.
Does that include the deals that have been made? That's the my guess is no, because they haven't been finalized yet.
Oh, that's correct? True. Yeah. So as of right now, that's all they said. But yeah. You're right. Boston would definitely come down there. And I think the Cavaliers would be down by at least a million towards that second apron. I think. I'm just trying to. This is so new to everybody.
I just wonder if the Cavs, at some point, I just think they have to thread the needle to improve this team, and they did on the Isaac Okoro trade for Lonzo Ball.
Man, Brooklyn's got again? A lot of space.
One other thing to keep in mind here. I think. Give me your gut feeling on this one, guys.
Okay.
It feels to me, you know, and Chris said, they got to find veterans to sign, minimum vet deals, come in here on a 1 year to try and be part of a team and stay in the league and try and reestablish their value a little bit so that they might be able to get more money. I don't see moves like that happening right away. Why would any player, let's keep in mind the whole chasing a ring thing, that's real cute until payday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can go play for the Washington Wizards and make five times the amount of money that you would make playing for a championship contender, why would you possibly play for the championship contender when payday will pay you five times more to play? Let's be realistic.
I'll enjoy getting paid watching you play in the NBA Finals.
Thank you very
popcorn.
Much. Thank you very much. And that's why I think it might be a while. Because these guys are going to wait and see what kind of deals they can get. And if they find out that their market is dry, then all of a sudden, hey, call Boston. call Oklahoma City, call Cleveland, Mr. Agent, and find me a vet minimum job where I can go and make some money and reestablish my value.
But even the vet minimum, but I mean, if you're, let's go 10 years plus, you're $3.3 million. Yeah. And that's taxable, though.
That's yeah.
That, I mean, you're going
to
get
blasted. Heaven
forbid
you have to pay income tax.
No, not you, the team, jerk. Under the salary cap.
Yeah, but they're able to sign vet minimums. They're able to sign those guys.
With penalty.
Well, yeah, but that's the way it goes, Andy. That's where they've put themselves.
So what is a 10-year minimum?
That's where they've put themselves.
I mean, what does it cost the team to sign a guy to $3.3 million? What does it end up costing the Cavaliers on the back end of that thing?
Let me call my accountant and find out.
That's what I'm saying.
Tony, you available? The mayor's with us. Hi, Mayor. Ken in Brooklyn.
As I multitask here this afternoon.
Nice.
You were talking about Washington. I'll get to that in a minute because they got like four point guards right now. I don't know what they're doing over there, and I don't know what a lot of other teams are doing. But
like Brooklyn drafting all the guards.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on out there. But here, you know, I mentioned last week that I take a bag of balls for Isaac Okoro, not necessarily Lorenzo Ball, okay? And, you know, if I think you're right, we talked about this last week, Jeff, and that's about Jalen Tyson. I think he has an important role coming up. He's on his rookie deal. And as I said before, in a draft that wasn't that great last year, I think the kid can play, okay, and if they work with him this summer. But I think also that Mr. Jerome, you know, there's talk in Memphis. Memphis has a whole bunch of guys they got to sign. And the deal may dry up over there too. So, you know, it still may be out there, and I understand what it would cost. But, you know, DeAndre Hunter, he talked about, is his best friend. I know money talks, but, you know, if everything dries up, I wouldn't say that they're necessarily not, he may not be here. Okay? I think there is an outside chance that Ty says, you know what, I'll play for this because I couldn't get a deal anywhere else.
There's an outside shot at that, Ken. And see, and Menegan screamed this about four times this morning. And I think he's right. He said the NBA players didn't think they were signing a deal that included a salary cap. But it's looking like there's a salary cap because money available for free agents isn't what it used to be.
Let me ask you something, guys. Mm-hmm. Do you think at some point, not only the players, but the owners are going to say, wait a minute, this isn't necessarily what we signed up for? Because this is, I mean, you talk about restrictive. This is like almost being in jail.
I agree. I think you may be right. I think they could go back and sit down and look at it. The other thing, too, is, you know, bonus structure-wise, you know, Mobley wins that award. And, I mean, the Cavs signed him to the deal. But, I mean, if you're giving a guy a bonus for winning something that the team has zero control over, you know, like being defensive player of the year.
But it still counts on salary.
Yeah, I don't know why. But it should be in a separate column. It shouldn't be the same. Plus, Ty Jerome, I mean, you want to go back to Ty Jerome. If they signed him, it could cost them $80
million. Yeah, that's right. But also, guys, I want to say one other thing. Was that the doc? Week go Friday. Everything's good.
Oh, good. Ken, right, awesome, good, buddy. Right. We're happy for you.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ken. Yes. It's Ken in Brooklyn. What do you think, folks? It does feel like the Cavs are in this little cell, and you're not able to do a whole lot. But they put themselves in that spot. Maybe that's a good thing. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.